الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Sins of the private parts. Among the sins of the private parts, والعياذ بالله, are to commit adultery, زنا, or fornication. This means to insert the entire glands of the penis in the vagina of other than one's wife or female slave. This is haram, والعياذ بالله. To commit sodomy, that is, to insert the glands penis into the anus, which is to insert the glands penis into the anus of a man or a woman, that is, other than one's wife or female slave. It is sinful for a man. It is sinful for a man. It is sinful for a man to insert his glands penis into the anus of his wife or female slave, but is not subjected to the punishment by the following had. The penalty for the sodomizer who is free and accountable is the same as the adulterer muhsan, whether male or female, who had sexual intercourse in a valid marriage, is to stone one with middle-sized stones until one dies, and fornicator who is not a muhsan. However, the penalty for the sodomized and the fornicator is 100 lashes and one lunar year in exile to a qasr distance. The slave receives half of this penalty. Therefore, the punishment of the slave is 50 lashes and one half of a lunar year in exile. Also, among the sins of the private parts is to have sexual intercourse with animals, even if they are one's own. To masturbate by the hand of one's own or by the hand of other than one's own wife or female slave. To copulate with the woman having menstrual or postpartum bleeding, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, even while using a barrier. Or to copulate with a woman whose menstruation or postpartum bleeding terminated, but she has not performed her purificatory bath, ghusl, yet. Or copulation occurred after the ghusl was performed, lacking proper intention, done by the woman who is making the purificatory bath, or the ghusl was done with the proper intention, but lacking one of its conditions, such as a woman performing the purificatory bath while there was a barrier that prevented water from reaching what she is obligated to wash of her body. To uncover one's unlawful nakedness, awra, in front of those who are prohibited to look at it, or to uncover alone without a reason. Or to uncover one's unlawful nakedness, awra, while alone without a reason. On the other hand, if it was done for a valid reason, such as to cool off, then it is permissible, as mentioned before. To face the qibla, or turn one's back to it while urinating or defecating without placing a barrier between one and the qibla. The barrier must be 2/3 of a cubit or more high and not more than 3 cubits away. An exception is if the place of urination and defecation was prepared for that purpose, such as the toilet. In this prepared place, it is allowed to face or turn one's back to the qibla. Among the sins of the private parts is to defecate or urinate on a grave, whether done in Muslim cemetery or on a Muslim's grave. To urinate in a mosque, even if the urination was done in a container, and to urinate on the exalted object, that is, to urinate on what is considered Islamically glorified, also to urinate in a narrow nusuk place. Among the sins of the private part is for a pubescent to neglect circumcision without hardship, if one was not already circumcised before becoming pubescent. It is done by the surgical removal of the foreskin of males and the surgical incision into the skin covering the clitoris in females. This leaving out having circumcision is allowed according to Imam Malik, because he does not rule its obligation for males or females. However, sins of the foot. Among the sins of the foot are to walk towards committing a sin, such as walking to incite the ruler to inflict unjust harm on a Muslim, or the like, or to walk to kill a Muslim, that is, for the purpose of killing him unrightfully, or to walk with the purpose of committing adultery or committing any prohibited enjoyment of marriageable woman. The inexcusable escaping of the slave, whether male or female, to escape without a valid excuse from the owner, and for the wife to run away from her husband's house, or the running away of the one who owes a right to others from what is incumbent upon one, be it punishment, such as if he had intentionally killed a Muslim unrightfully, or debt, obligatory spending that are due on him, or kindness to the parents, or raising the children. All of these are among the sins of the foot. To walk arrogantly with a strutting gait, which is walking arrogantly and pompously. To step over the shoulders of people who are sitting in the mosque if they are harmed by such act, except if the stepping over the shoulders of others is done for the purpose of filling a gap, then it is not forbidden. To pass in front of the person performing prayer if the conditions of the barrier placed in front of one's prayer place, sutra, are fulfilled. That is to pass between him and the valid barrier. For this barrier, sutra, to be valid, it must be at least 2/3 of a cubit high and 3 cubits or less away from the praying person. To extend the leg towards the book of the Quran, if it is close, except if it is not in a raised location, such as being placed on a table. Every walking towards committing an unlawful matter, such as to walk to a place for the purpose of consuming alcohol, that is among the sins of the foot. Every walking towards abandoning of an obligation, such as the walking that results in leaving out praying the obligatory prayer during its prescribed time. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to protect us from the sins of the foot and the sins of the body, and we ask Allah to keep us away from the haram, protect our bodily parts from the haram. Wallahu ta'ala a'lamu ahkam, and Allah knows best. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.